Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Claire Cunningham has got two in today. Morning, Claire.
Hey, Cozzy, you've only got one in, mate.
Oh, you pulled it. Oh, hang on, you have, yeah. Just to look an air ready girl, I thought you were going to run, but you going to run her Saturday?
Yeah, hoping. She's had two bad barriers, and with a good gate and a bit of wet weather, we'll run on Saturday.
All right, now let's just talk about her. She's had two runs for you, and they've both been nice. A good run, the Victory Vane on the heavy nine.
Yeah. She's no superstar, but she's a great bread and butter filly. She does everything right. She tries her little guts out, and she seems to handle the wet track. So I'm just trying to pick races that are going to be in her favour. Bad barriers obviously don't help, and with the weather forecast, I just wanted to try and save her to see if I can get a soft track.
And you know what? She's by that sire. He's almost like another lurking spirit of Boom. Better than ready. Stands up in North Queensland, I think it is, and he's throwing winners left, right and centre.
Yeah, I'm sure his strike rate, especially for precocious two-year-olds, has been huge. I just find her just absolutely ready-made. There's no cuddling her legs or, you know, pushing her through. She's only gotten to two races because she was going well and she hadn't trained off. So she's just been a ready-made two-year-old for me, and a great head on her shoulders too. So I know he's been very popular this year, and I can see why.
It's amazing how you get that odd sire now and then that does that. They just pop up, and all they want to do is be racehorses, and nothing seems to go wrong with them.
Yeah, they're good to have. So I've got one, which is lovely. So, look, she'll win her fair share of races. It'd be obviously nice to get some black pipe as a two-year-old. I think if I can try and be very selective with her races, there's a good chance that she will get black type. So that's our aim this prep. And we thought last preparation she really gave us the feel of a 7 or 8 furlong horse. So if she runs well on Saturday, we'll kick her up over 7 furlongs next up.
All right, now you got great job in today. A 5-year-old, this horse had a fair break, 36-week let up, a couple of trials and 2 good seconds.
Yeah, he's very honest. He creates his own luck. He had a let up just due to a couple of little problems that I wasn't happy with, the muscle tears, and he's got an old injury that just flared up a little bit. But he goes into the race in really good order. Obviously, my little bit of a concern is his fitness. But as far as a horse keeping fitness, he's the best type of horse for that. We've drilled some harder gallops into him in company, and he hasn't blown a candle out, so I can't do much more at home. Looks a suitable race, so I think he should run well again. He's very honest, and he's been good to the stable.
Yeah, I noticed you got a bit of synthetic hoof filler in him. He had a bit of a hoof issue, a bit of a foot problem?
Oh, he's had that throughout the whole prep, so he's had synthetic hoof filler, I'm pretty sure, since that first start with me. It's just a bit of support.
All right, well, good luck today. You got a couple of nice ones on board at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah. Unfortunately, one of my best ones fell apart. Just Shine broke down in his resuming start, which was a bit of a kick to the gut, and it doesn't look like he'll be able to make it back to the races again. But we've got some nice horses, I can't complain. Some really nice two-year-olds that are learning how to become race horses that have shown me some ability. So we'll just be patient and give them their time and hopefully have some stars of the future.
All right, terrific. Good luck today, Claire.
Cheers, Fuzzy. Bye.